And welcome back to Morning Magazine. This is Michael Klisch. Our next guest, Dr. Barry Cash. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
You just returned from Haiti a few weeks ago down there on a humanitarian mission.
I did. I was on a 10-day trip with a team doing medical work.
And the group?
Our group is called Haiti Medical Mission of Wisconsin, based in the Baraboo Dells area.
And you've been around. The group's been around since...
1996, I believe, was the first trip.
Wasn't formed because of the earthquake.
It was not, no. We've been doing this for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a country that's needed help for quite some time.
It has. And there's been tremendous amounts of aid and trips like ours over the years and increased, of course, since the earthquake.
I was really quite surprised after the earthquake groups like this came forward that had been going down there for decades, helping the people in Haiti, healthcare in particular, they are
absolutely, and a lot of them church groups, church-related,
yeah,
beyond missionary work, there are just tons and tons of people who go down on a yearly basis at least.
And they're missionaries, but they're going down building schools and
absolutely,
you know, yeah, things like that.
Usually on the flight down there, you'll see and meet a tremendous number of people who are Americans going for a week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever.
And not for the first time.
Correct.
Yeah. What did you do when you were there?
We did medical work. We over the years have kind of built things up in our village. Our village is called Tiot.
You've sort of adopted a village?
Exactly. There's a program, and our program grew out of the Parish Twin Program of the Americas, where parishes in the United States adopt a parish in Haiti, sort of like
Sister City,
exactly. And then they can contribute whatever the community or parish has. We had a doctor who went down, I believe, in 96 or 97, did a quick medical trip seeing patients in the church and saw the need, and it grew out of that to the point where we were able to build a clinic, which went up in 2002. Following that, we did further work to get the clinic staffed year-round with local doctors, nurses, technicians. And since then, totally without our help, the community there has built a hospital, which is right next to our clinic. And that hospital became operational last year.
Oh, excellent timing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so initially when the earthquake came up, we had a trip planned for 3 days following the earthquake. That was canceled because of travel.
They didn't want people there that because they couldn't take care of the people that they had.
Exactly.
People with good intentions, with noble intentions, but until things got a little settled, they were more of a burden than a help.
Absolutely.
Now they need them.
Right, and now I think things are opening up a little bit in terms of transportation as well.
Yeah.
The airport was closed to commercial traffic until a short time ago. And so we initially tried to get into Port-au-Prince. We do have a house there where we stay, that's kind of a guest house for our program. That became a sort of a field hospital. I saw it on one of the network news shows. I saw someone getting operated on the dining room table. They also have a soccer field, which last I had heard had 2,000 refugees living on it. But we're just not able to get in there. They were in bad shape for a short time, but shortly before we left, we did find that they got a team in there, and so we decided to go to our usual spot where we knew we had support. We knew that we had facilities and staff there as well, and we knew that people were already coming from Port-au-Prince. There was a tremendous outpouring of people who lost their homes, jobs, and whatever, who went back to where they came from. And that happened in our village. They estimate about a 30% increase in population in the 2 weeks after the earthquake.
Wow. Incredible. How far from the epicenter were you? Do you know where you
were? We were probably, I would say, 50 miles or so. We were about 40 miles from Port-au-Prince. The epicenter was a little bit west.
Mm-hmm.
Our village is to the southeast.
Okay. But that is quite close, though, when you're talking an earthquake of that magnitude.
It is. The village was not affected as far as we know. We certainly didn't see any signs of that. There is a police order, or was, and I assume there still is, that affected our area that prohibited anyone from sleeping in a place with a cement roof. So we slept in tents, unlike our usual lodgings.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the tents were a little bit nicer than the usual. But there's it's affected everywhere, sure.
Yeah, okay. You were there for how long?
We were there for 10 days.
And examining people?
Determining? We mainly do examinations, right? I think our count was around 1,200 people that we saw in our week.
And we estimate how many of you?
Oh, we had a team of 14 people.
And you saw 200?
We saw around 1,200.
1,200, I mean, yeah,
right.
That's incredible.
And we estimate that about a third of those people were injured in the earthquake.
That many.
So we did not get the worst of the worst, but we got people with pretty significant wounds, untreated fractures, basically neglected.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we did some minor surgery and things like that. But primarily a lot of antibiotics, a lot of pain medications, just trying to help people get through.
Good grief. A medication. You brought your own.
We did. Now, we do have medication in our clinic, pharmacy, year-round. But with this tremendous increase of patients coming in, we brought our own, which we usually do. We're able to carry 250-pound bags through the airline, and those are usually pretty much all medications and supplies, wound care supplies, things of that nature.
One change of clothing, or
pretty close to that.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, but it's that's not a problem there.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I imagine you're wearing that hospital garb most of the time.
That's
anyhow.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. Okay. The people is this the first medical help they've had since the earthquake? The people you were seeing.
For many of them, it was.
Yeah.
We do have the fully staffed and full time clinic. There's only one doctor there, and their capabilities are somewhat limited. Mm-hmm. And so, for many of these people, that was the case. And so, some had injuries that were several weeks old and were quite neglected.
Yeah, I can imagine. They speak French in Haiti?
French is one of the official languages, but only about 10 or 15% of the population speaks French. What most people speak is a language called Haitian Creole, which is a mixture of French and African languages.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those, like Cajun or...
Something of that nature. It's kind of a mishmash.
Yeah, okay. Do you speak it, or can you get by on it? Or
I can get by most of the time, but we do have interpreters who travel with us.
Mm-hmm.
Who speak English well, and this year we had such a shortage of interpreters, we had to draft some of the locals. Some of them were fairly young, but they did a great job for us. There are a number of kids there that are little entrepreneurs and have learned English and and got themselves jobs and did a great job for us.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it look like to you for the future of Haiti? Short term, in the next 6 months, maybe, are missions like yours going to be necessary for the foreseeable future?
I think so. I think probably for quite a while, and I think that this tragedy has spurred some groups to kind of step up their operations.
Yeah.
On our travels, both going and coming, we traveled through Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic due to the problems with the Port-au-Prince airport, which is the way we usually travel, and met just a tremendous number of people who were making, many of them, their first trip to Haiti. And on the way back, many were quite moved, as all of us were on our first trip, and I'm sure a lot of those people will be going back. It's fairly rare to meet someone who's just been down there once. Most people like me, kind of gets into your system and you develop a real love for the people in the country, and I think a lot of those people will go back.
Why'd you make your first trip?
I had made a trip the year before my first one to Africa. There's several doctors from Fort Hospital. Dr. Mark Erickson has, I think, been going the longest to Africa, and I went with his group to Africa and really enjoyed that. And then I heard Dr. Maureen Murphy on the radio. She's the head of the Haiti group, and contacted her, and she asked me to come along on a trip the following year.
Okay.
And so have been every year since then.
Every year?
Right.
For a week, 10 days?
Generally a week, but more recently I've been on some two-week trips.
2 weeks.
And enjoyed that quite a lot.
Okay. What would Haiti do without groups like yours? Because they don't have much of a medical, how should I put it, society down there.
They really don't. There's not much of a medical infrastructure. There are some government clinics that mm-hmm. treat things like tuberculosis. Their medical training is pretty sparse, and I heard from one report that at least one of the major medical schools was destroyed in the earthquake.
Oh.
They do get some doctors trained in the Dominican Republic and in Cuba, but not enough. And another problem is that in a third world country, educated people realize they can make more money in another place. I'd heard one statistic from some time ago. I don't know if it's still true, that there were more Haitian doctors in Montreal than in Haiti.
Yeah.
So it's always been tough. And I think outside groups will continue to provide a good deal of medical care in that country.
A sad history, Haiti, going back to, forever, 200 years or so. Corruption, colonialism, imperialism, they've been the victims of outsiders, and then when the outsiders left, they were a victim of their own
absolutely
corrupt governments.
And that still continues to be a problem. I think their current government is fairly stable. They certainly could do a lot more, and they certainly have their problems, but I think before this earthquake, things were starting to look up a little bit. Business was starting to pick up a little bit, a little bit of foreign investment. And you know, this may actually be the silver lining, is that there may get more of that in the future, and I'm hoping for that. But it's certainly, you could go back even further. You can go back to Columbus's times, and this is the island where Columbus landed, and it's been difficult since that time. Haiti was the first and maybe the only successful slave revolt in history.
That's right.
When they overthrew the French the colonials, and they've certainly struggled ever since then.
Yeah, that's a sad history for a beautiful place.
It is, and you make a good point. It is a lovely country, beautiful mountains and ocean, and they've had significant trouble with deforestation. Actually, the area where we go is very lush and very nice. They don't have that trouble. But traveling through the country, it's almost desert-like in some parts of the country.
Oh, no, yeah. Cutting the trees for?
Mainly for charcoal, for firewood, for cooking fires, because that's how most people
cook
there.
That's how they live, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to criticize them if they have no other option.
It really is. And when we talked about groups going down, there are a number of groups that have been down and continue to go down on forestation programs.
Good.
To try to plant trees and things like biofuels. And there are all kinds of programs like that in the works.
Alternatives, too, yeah.
Right.
We need to take a break. Can you hang on a minute?
Sure thing.
You're listening to Morning Magazine. We're going to pause for a quick update. Welcome back to Morning Magazine. Michael Klisch. We're talking to Dr. Barry Cash, who's just returned from another mission to Haiti. Just a reminder, Morning Magazine is available anytime on our website, 940wfaw.com. Just hit the webcast button, and you can hear any Morning Magazine program for the last 2 weeks. Barry, you're part of a group that's been going there for a long time. The name of the group again?
Our group is Haiti Medical Mission of Wisconsin, and we have a website, HaitiMedicalMission.com, which is not always as updated as it could be, but they've been doing a good job.
They've been busy.
Since the earthquake,
and
there's information there.
So if people wanted to help out,
they can go there and find several outlets to do so.
Who are the people that go to Haiti from this group? Like you, doctors, that medical
professionals? We have doctors. We have nurses. We've had a number of people over the years who filled other roles. This year, we brought an electrician with us who did some work around the clinic and who got our X-ray machine up and running, for which we were very thankful. And there have been other components of trips in the past. There are a couple of nurses who started a knitting co-op for ladies who make purses and bags primarily out of plastic shopping bags, which is kind of a problem in that area. There's no garbage pickup or anything, and they do use these plastic bags to buy and sell things at the market, and they're kind of littered around.
Yeah.
And so we get some of those off the ground, and they make beautiful purses and bags out of them, and these ladies bring them back to the U.S. for sale. And they've done quite well with their co-op. They're talking about branching out into other projects. So we had a group go down and erect a radio tower for the parish radio station, some construction projects, a water project that I think was done by the Dells Lions Club to help bring water from the stream to other parts of the town. That project is not completed, but still has been very useful.
Already being helpful to them.
Sure, and water is a very big problem in areas of that nature. It's something we just take for granted here, but they have to go and fetch their water.
Water is a problem everywhere. Actually, it's something we take for granted in a Great Lakes state.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go far from us.
We have it pretty good here.
Yeah. And it's a problem. I hadn't thought about how much support doctors need, technical nurses. You mentioned somebody to fix the X-ray machine. It's not the old country doc anymore that goes around with a little black bag and takes care of everything.
We need all kinds of help, and we've had a number of different people fill different roles over the years on our teams that have helped keep things going.
And fundraiser coming up in Fort Atkinson pretty soon.
Central Coast Restaurant on Saturday will have Hustle for Haiti at 8 p.m., and I believe it's a $30 fee for hors d'oeuvres, desserts, dancing.
Dancing.
And very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. You been there?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
They've got the goods.
Yeah, they certainly do. They certainly do. Great dance floor.
Yes.
And, it sounds like a great
idea.
We're
very thankful to them, and I'm thankful to the community in general who has been outstanding. Particularly folks at the hospital who have given tremendous support to our group.
Yeah, we had Christine Hayes on last week, I think this time, last Thursday, because they're her fifth grade class. She's a singing teacher, but they fifth graders put together a fundraiser. And, of course, they brought in musical groups, high school, professional.
Yes. Right.
And it made a couple thousand dollars for Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
The people really stepped forward in tough economic times.
They have.
Of course, tough economic times are nothing compared to what Haiti went through. But I don't know if you remember if we were on the air or off the air, but when we were talking about it, Haiti's still in the news. It's not just, they had an earthquake, help them out, and then it disappears. I think people are understanding how much help Haiti needs, and that it's ongoing. It's not just clearing the rubble and rebuilding. It's their infrastructure is terrible. Their health care is, except for people like you, nearly non-existent.
Well, I agree. It's been in the news more than I would have expected. I kind of thought after a week we'd be moved
it'd
on
disappear,
to a new,
yeah. The
new,
next
new cycle.
Disaster, yeah.
And now the next disaster has come to Chile, but Haiti is still in the news, and I think it's partly been kept alive by so many people here doing things like fundraisers, and it's kind of the ball is still rolling, and I think it probably will continue to.
I think part of it is the discovery or the realization. I had no idea there were so many people like you in our community who've been going to Haiti for years.
I didn't either, and I've been approached by several people in the community in the last few weeks, and I'm amazed that so many people just in Fort Atkinson that have been on trips to Haiti before. They're all over the place.
Yeah, I personally think that has a lot to do why this thing is continuing.
I agree.
That we didn't realize so many people in our community have been involved for so many years, that it's given people a real understanding of what the real situation is. They had an earthquake, but that's just the latest problem.
Right. Well, even just within the last few years, there have been tremendous hurricanes and flooding, and they've certainly had their share over the years.
Yeah, indeed. Hurricane Alley down there. If there's a storm, it'll hit them.
It seems so, and it'll hit them harder because of the deforestation and the flooding.
Well, there's another thing. They don't have not only the building infrastructure, but the natural infrastructure that would protect them from things like storms. They're gone.
Pretty much.
They've cut them down.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. Do you plan to continue your work?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Step it up even?
We are trying to. We have another team going down this. They're leaving today, and they're bringing with them a reporter from Channel 27 in Madison. So
leaving from Baraboo?
Leaving, I believe, from Madison today.
Madison.
And getting into Port-au-Prince tomorrow.
Brought a guy with a camera, I hope.
I believe so, yeah.
So we can catch it on the news.
Right.
Good. That's the kind of thing that keeps it going, too, this interest.
Absolutely. And people like you having me on. I really appreciate that.
Well, I've a very small contribution, to be sure, by me, but the contribution has been by people like you. But, yeah, let's keep everybody aware of this situation. I'm delighted that it hasn't really lost its interest. The shock of the earthquake may be gone, but people are still interested in helping.
They certainly are.
All right. Barry, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with your mission to Haiti.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Magazine. We've got ABC News coming up at the top of the hour.